Adam's body was bathed in bliss, but the garden world where he stood seemed to be packed quite full, and, as if an unendurable pressure had been laid upon his shoulders, his legs failed him, and he half sank, half fell into a sitting position. "It all comes into my mind now," she continued. "I see the big furry creatures and the white giants. What is it you called them? The Sorns and the Blue Rivers. Oh, what a strong pleasure it would be to see them with my outward eyes, to touch them. And the stronger because there are no more of that kind to come. It is only in the ancient worlds they linger yet." "Why?" said Ransom in a whisper, looking up at her. "You must know that better than I," she said, "for was it not in your own world that all this happened?"
"All what?"
"I thought it would be you who would tell me of it," said the woman, now in her turn bewildered.
"What are you talking about?" said Ransom.
"I mean," said she, "that in your world Maleldil first took himself this form, the form of your race and mine."
"You know that?" said Ransom sharply.
"Those who have had a dream which is very beautiful, but from which, nevertheless, they have ardently desired to awake, will understand his sensations." "Yes, I know that Maleldil has made me older to that amount since we began speaking." The expression on her face was such as he had never seen, and could not steadily look at. The whole of this adventure seemed to be slipping out of his hands. There was a long silence. He stooped down to the water and drank before he spoke again. "Oh, my lady," he said, "why do you say that such creatures linger only in the ancient worlds?"
"Are you so young?" she answered.
"How could they come again? Since our beloved became a man, how should reason in any world take on another form? Do you not understand? That is all over. Among times there is a time that turns a corner, and everything this side of it is new. Times do not go backward."
"And can one little world, like mine, be the corner?"
"I do not understand. Corner with us is not the name of a size."
"And do you," said Ransom with some hesitation, "and do you know why he came thus to my world?" All through this part of the conversation he found it difficult to look higher than her feet, so that her answer was merely a voice in the air above him.
"Yes," said the voice, "I know the reason, but it is not the reason you know. There was more than one reason, and there is one I know and cannot tell to you, and another that you know and cannot tell to me."
"And after this," said Ransom, "it will all be men."
"You say it as if you were sorry."
"I think," said Ransom, "I have no more understanding than a beast. I do not well know what I am saying. But I loved the furry people whom I met in Malachi."